It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Let's do the podcast.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yahoo.
What you got?
I got nothing. I don't know. Should we just find some random thing to talk about?
Yeah, why not?
Let's see.
We were going to talk about something. What was it?
I can't remember.
Damn it.
Who are the worst people in the history of songs? What is that about?
Hmm.
This is so riveting. Author Todd Goldberg recently tweeted his choices for the worst people in the history of songs. And that got others tweeting their nominees. Here are some of the best entries that came out of the thread. The couple in the Pina Colada song. If you like pina coladas. It's Escape, the Pina Colada song.
Oh.
But so I get what they're saying now. So it's like bad characters in songs, which makes sense because both those people in the Escape Pina Colada song mm-hmm. are the one guy is posting an ad in the people searching for people. So they're both together, mm-hmm. but they're both going to the people dating ad in the newspaper. So yeah, they're both kind of shitty.
Yeah.
But at the end, they're like, oh, wait, we actually like each other. But wouldn't you be mad? You're like, wait, you were looking in the dating section of the newspaper. Well, yeah, but so were you.
Wait a second.
So do you just chalk it up as, all right, we both screwed up, but we found love again.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
You know what? Another one what? That I can think of off the top of my head, it might be on that list. Macarena.
Oh yeah, that isn't that song about like divorce or like.
Yeah, it's like a girl, like it's a guy and his wife, and the guy goes out in the military overseas, and she ends up like cheating on him.
That's what the Macarena is about.
Yeah.
Hey, it's about
some dude's wife cheating on him while he's in the military. It's like
is the Macarena.
Like, any of your kids understand what this song is? Yeah, look that one up.
Macarena is a Spanish dance song by Los Del Rio. And those guys were like, what, weren't they like 50 years old?
Yeah.
It's about a woman who cheats on her boyfriend while he's being drafted into the Army. What?
Yes.
I don't think that's on this list, but that's crazy.
It's like, what a piece of trash.
Yeah.
Here we all are dancing.
Yeah, we're having weddings.
At a wedding. Having the greatest time ever. I'm never playing the Macarena ever.
Ever.
Again.
Big, would play it. No. Right. You don't want this juju on you.
What, do you want to cheat on your husband?
You bitch.
Sick son of a bitch.
Number two, everyone in Cats in the Cradle. The cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon. Little boy blue and a man. Which is about a dad who misses out on his son growing up because he's too busy working. But then his son says, I want to be like you, dad.
Uh-huh.
But then the son gets older and the dad realizes that he missed his son's childhood. Now he wants to hang out with his son. But his son's like, I'm busy, dad. I'm in college. Now I just want the car keys. Oh, now I got kids. I don't have time for
you. Damn, he ghosted his own father.
Yeah,
huh?
But his dad did it to him. And he said, I want to be like you. And then at the end of the song, my boy was just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. The kid, Jeremy from Pearl Jam, the kids in the class, they were assholes.
Yeah.
Jeremy spoken. I'm going to sing every second. In class today. Clearly I remember picking on the boy.
You're a lyric guy, aren't you?
Seems a harmless little boy, yeah.
It's so weird, because I can't hear lyrics, man.
Yeah.
When I sing songs, that's why I never do karaoke. Because if I did karaoke without the actual lyrics mm-hmm. on the screen, people would start laughing.
Yeah.
Be like, dude, that has nothing to do with what the actual song said.
You're saying it wrong.
Right. And it happens to me a lot in rap, too. Maybe just that I don't really know the lingo that well.
I can do slow rap songs, but I'm not doing, like, Busta Rhymes.
Right. You know? Do you ever have songs where like you find out the actual lyrics and you're like, damn.
Most of them I know now at this
singing
point.
That wrong this whole time.
And I'll be honest, like some of the people like Elton John's Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. If you think it's Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza, you're a fucking moron. Come on now. The song is called Tiny Dancer. Put two and two together. But no, I do actually, back with that lyrics thing, is that's what I tell Kiki when we learn like a new song that we're playing. It's so much easier when you know the words because then you can work along with it. And with karaoke, it's the same way.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing worse though than when someone goes up and does a karaoke song and it's like, look, you know how the fucking song goes. Are you that hammered that you're just like, you're off beat?
Screaming into
and
a mic.
And you're off by like, you're off like four bars. Right. Just stop it.
And why can't ever the DJ, the karaoke DJ, turn the mic down just a little bit for some people? It's like, This is terrible.
I like number four. The guy who rode through the desert for God knows how long and couldn't even come up with a decent name for his horse. A horse with no name?
Yeah, nice. That's funny.
Come on, just give me a name, dude. Let's see. I don't know this one. Maxwell from Maxwell's Silver Hammer. Well, no. A murderer with three confirmed kills by the end of the song. Don't be fooled by the melodic earworm of the tune. Well, that's the Beatles, so they suck either way. The couple in Don't You Want Me. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me? Oh. The only time I enjoy that song is on the Chips Ahoy commercial.
Oh, nice.
Remember that one where
classic.
He's driving?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see.
I'm about to, I want to rock and roll all night and part of every day.
Part of every day. No, it's party every day. Party every day. Lucille. How could she leave her four hungry kids? From Kenny Rogers. I don't remember that one. This is a good one. Every breath you take.
Every breath you take.
It's basically a stalker. Every move you make.
Oh, really?
Every step you take, I'll be watching you.
Oh, what a weirdo.
Yeah, it's about, just a guy in the bushes. Every breath you take. Everyone thinks it's a love song. No, it's about a stalker who's walking
He's
around.
Breathing down your neck. Hey.
Take another step. Yeah.
That kind of.
Take another breath. Yeah.
What a weird. Get away from me.
What's
the one with relax.
Don't do it. That's Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Yeah.
And it's a song about not jizzing too soon. Yeah. Because relax, don't do it. When you want to get to it, relax, don't do it. When you want to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax, don't do it.
Singing that my whole life. When you want to.
Jerking off.
All right.
Oh, relax. Don't do it. Thank you, Frankie Goes to Hollywood.
Mom, quit singing that.
Keeping from me. Yeah, Mom, stop.
All right. How about this one?
Hey, Steve, it's our song.
Oh, no.
God. Oh, God. No, Mom.
How about I did it all for the nookie? My mom didn't know what that was.
Oh, that's funny.
She's like, what's the nookie?
Well, I'll be honest, though. Okay, I did it all for the nookie. I did it all for the nookie. So you can take that cookie and stick it up your
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
What is the I get what the nookie is. And let's be honest, I've been doing most things in my life for the nookie.
I think you ran out of ideas while writing it.
What rhymes, it up for your, first of all, what rhymes with nookie? We got bookie, no.
Cookie?
Cookie. Ooh, okay, yeah.
You can take that cookie and stick it up your... I'll just say yeah.
Yeah, and it'll work. It'll work. And then we can play it on the radio.
It'll be epic.
It'll be great.
And they'll play it for years.
Let's see. How about this one from Neil Diamond? Girl, doom, 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 doom. Mm-hmm. You'll be a woman soon. Doom, 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 doom. I love you so much, can't count on the ways I die for you, girl, and that's all I say.
What's that about?
I think it's about a woman that's not quite a woman yet.
Oh, and she's trans.
So is he singing into... here's another good one. Speaking of that, Winger, 17.
Oh,
he's
she's only 17.
It's like, and then he goes, she's old enough for me. And it's like, no, she's not. She's 17.
No.
We just made it perfectly clear.
Everybody in the audience is, no.
Like Winger, she even told you, I'm only 17.
Yeah.
I'm not old enough for you.
Dude, you hanging out with R. Kelly, man? Love of God.
I'm going to pee on you. Drip, drip, drip.
That's another one.
Let's see. What about, here we go. The coach who wouldn't put John Fogerty in center field. Put me in, coach.
That was a guy was a dick.
I'm ready to play. That's funny, dude. Yeah. They have a full list. Dude, this is funny, man. I guess I didn't think about, there's some real jerks in songs.
Yeah.
Let's see some
you
other
basically
ones.
Say, it's like comedy. You can say or sing about anything you want just because it's in a song and nobody will take it seriously.
Let's see.
I killed 100 people yesterday. This is great.
This is great. Only 100 people he killed.
Wait a second.
All the kids in, what about the Kids Aren't All Right by Offspring? All the kids got a great life and then they turn into pieces of shit.
Yeah. Yep, you're right on that one.
We were young, the future was so bright. Anyway,
there are a lot of songs like that, man. You just kind of like, you know what's weird about? I was going to ask you earlier because you're more of a lyric guy.
Yeah,
and I don't know if it's in my DNA or if it was from DJing over the years.
Yeah,
but I just don't hear lyrics. I hear beat and I hear like the sound of the song.
Yeah,
and if you ask me to sing any great songs, like I could pick out lyrics.
Yeah,
and I can hit parts of the song, But, like, I got buddies, like our buddy Ray.
Yeah.
Like, dude, the guy can listen to a brand new Eminem song where he's rapping 1,000 miles an hour, and he can listen to it twice and karaoke the song.
He's got it, yeah.
I'm like, how? How? Yep. How do you retain that? And it's like, you have any idea how many lyrics are in your head, too?
Well,
like,
oh, dude.
Like, I could say a song from 1960 that you haven't heard probably in, I don't know, what, to 20 years?
Yeah.
And I could say the first couple lyrics, and you'd be like, oh, yeah. It's just weird how your brain works like that.
Well, and it's because of melodies. Mm-hmm. That's why when you learn A, B, C, D, E, right, F, the way the brain memorizes.
Which is Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star.
It's the same thing. Oh, and I think it's one other one, too.
Yeah.
Hot Cross Buns, isn't that another one?
there's
been research done, and they say if you want to remember things, like there's certain things you want to remember, put it into a song.
Mm-hmm.
Like sing a melody with it, and it helps your brain remember it.
That's wild, like different tactics people use to memorize things like that.
Yeah.
I think I talked about this the other day, but Robert Downey Jr. was on a podcast, and he was talking about how he memorizes very long dialogues, as in like in a scene. If you have a really long scene,
Iron Man.
Specifically, he was talking about a scene in Iron Man where it was like pages of
like
shit
an action, like a monologue probably.
That
he had
to memorize for one scene. And he said how he would do it is he would write everything out on a white erase board, dry erase board, and then he would erase everything but the first letter of each word.
Yeah.
And so he would memorize it, and then he would have that where he said he could barely see it off in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
And if he knew he was coming up where he was going to be brain stumped, like he would just glance over it. And he said just the first letter of a word would, boom, bring me right back to it. You know?
Yep.
It's kind of wild to think about that.
I did a bunch of speech stuff in high school and everything. Even in college, it kind of carried over. But, yeah, memorizing stuff and writing it down is key.
Mm-hmm.
You write it down and write it down a couple times, you'll start. There's different ways. But just reading it and like, oh, okay, this is one of the hardest fucking things to do is memorize stuff. I wish I had like a photogenic memory. Photographic.
Me too.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Me too.
Dude, there's so many times where I'm like, what was that? Blah, blah, blah.
Speaking of photographic memory, let's go on to this tech. I don't know if you've seen this on Reddit or not. Do you see the chimpanzee doing the memory game?
Now, and I think the only thing I'll say with that is I wonder if it's actual numbers or if he's just memorizing patterns. Either way, it's fucking impressive. Don't get me wrong.
It's unbelievable.
But what, because everyone's like, oh, he's doing it. But is it the same pattern and he's just remembering how it goes?
So we'll explain what we're talking about here. So basically, it's a chimpanzee, a smart chimpanzee, one of the ones that's been trained.
Yeah.
And he's in front of a screen. And literally a half a second, like 10 blocks will come up on the screen, and each of the blocks is labeled 1 through 10, but in a random order every time it comes up. So what happens is those 10 blocks come up, show up for a half a second, and then they go blank. And then he's got to pick the blocks 1 through 10 in order.
Yep.
And literally it's a half a second, blink, boom, and it goes away, and he clicks it.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, in the random order of where it was on the screen.
You see the numbers, and then they're covered with
incredible.
They're covered with little blocks.
Yeah,
and then as he clicks in order. So now that's what I'm wondering is like, is he actually knows 1 through 10 in order, or is it the same? I mean,
or is he memorizing like the shape of the number? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Or is it like
they're not different
shapes? No, it's not different shapes. What I'm saying though is that is it the same like. The order, I know it shows the numbers quick, but is that the same order every time, like where the blocks are?
No.
And then,
it's all random.
It's all random.
Because
I
specifically paused it because it's fast.
Yeah.
You have to pause it to see it.
Dude, that's
especially
crazy.
Especially as a human. Because when each time they come up, it's in a different. So the one would be in the top left corner on the first time. The one would be in the bottom right the next time it comes up. And just completely random. And boom, 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 boom. And then he goes to the next one. Boom, 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 boom.
Dude, that's nuts.
Dude, it blew my mind, dude. A human can't do it, and they were explaining it is chimpanzees have photographic memories.
Yeah.
So literally you can bleep something in its face and take it away, and it'll know everything in detail about what he just saw.
That's crazy.
I couldn't believe it, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's
there's
nuts.
No, there's no humans that could do that.
Well, I'm sure there's maybe a handful, but
you gotta have,
because there's been people that have had, you've read about with photogenic memories, but not a lot. I couldn't. I couldn't.
I think that the fact was, they have photographic memories, and they can literally, like, picture that in their, like, I can't remember how many more times the word of what they use in their brain beyond humans, though, but it's a lot.
Weird, dude.
But yet they can't do other things that humans are very, very intelligent around. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a weird thing.
Yeah.
You know what really blew my mind about it? It's like, dude, that's nature.
Yeah.
That's well, a chimp that's out in nature. Like, what is he using that for out in the woods?
Think about whales. Whales can, like, they can tell, like, different tones in the, like, a whale will recognize another whale.
What is it?
Well, it's like 100. No, it's not 100
miles. It's 100 miles? 200, dude, 200 miles it's fucking, or something?
Here, let's look it up. How?
If you really want to get kind of creepy, just type in whale sounds, like a blue whale. Dude, it is like the lowest decibel. Like, it's a creepy sound, man. If I was swimming in the ocean, it's kind of like that, but like stupid deep. I mean, dude, imagine swimming. Imagine swimming around, you go under the water and you hear that.
Other research shows that blue whales are only able to hear about 100 up to 100 miles.
Wow.
Compared with the 1000 acoustic range they had in 1940. What? Oh, so they must have adjusted. But still 100 miles?
Wow. What's 100 miles away from here? It's past Kalamazoo.
Chicago.
Chicago's 100 miles?
Chicago's 90 miles. 90-odd miles. So
you're sitting here in the studio.
On the road, too. Not like across the water.
And I think across from Silver Beach is 66 miles to Chicago. So almost double that. Yeah, that's what you're doing. And oh boy, past Chicago is
I'm like, what?
Right. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's nuts, man. Well, you see that thing? I think animals all have specific things, and it's all through evolution.
Mm-hmm.
But like dolphins getting high on the toxins from pufferfish.
Yes.
Like, they'll specifically annoy a pufferfish.
Figured that out.
Yeah. Like, oh, dude, I'm going to get fucking high and bang.
Yeah. Seriously, though.
It's nuts. I want to be a
dolphin. Nature's crazy, man.
It's nature. Man. How neat is that? All right, that's going to do it. We started on songs. We ended with nature. We'll wrap it up with this. Listen to the lyrics of the song and see if it's about terrible people.
There you go.
There you go.
We wrap it up there.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to this random ass pod. Yeah, to our whale brethren out there.
I'm just talking to my buddy in Chicago over there. You know?
A bunch of fat chicks just showed up along the...
Right.
Oh?
Yeah.
Get out of here, you whalebone. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for us. Don't forget to check out more on this website, WIRX.com, where you found the podcast, and listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. We'll see you later.